From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. We all know what a magazine looks like on the coffee table or nightstand, but have you ever seen one performed on stage? Well, tonight, a group of artists and journalists perform Pop-Up Magazine at Atlanta's Variety Playhouse. A decade after its founding, Pop-Up Magazine performances routinely sell out in about a half an hour. So if you're not in Atlanta, or you didn't get tickets, or just have no idea what all this means, we've invited Aaron Edwards. He's senior story producer and co-host of Pop-Up Magazine to tell us more. Aaron, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
And Josie Duffy Rice is also with us. She's a senior reporter for The Appeal, a contributor for Pop-Up Magazine, and an Atlanta native. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right, Aaron, first, what the heck is Pop-Up Magazine?
That is one of the number one questions that we get, and a big reason is that we don't record it or put it online. But you did a pretty good job of describing it ahead of time.
Yeah, did I?
Yeah, so the best way to think about Pop-Up Magazine is think of your favorite magazine, you know, the thing you spend time with on your weekend, reading long-form stories or interviews. Take that, put it on stage, add a live orchestra, add live illustration, add surprise moments, and you have Pop-Up Magazine.
So, live illustration? How did they do that?
So there's basically every theater that we go to, we bring in a massive screen that happens, that goes on stage, and while a contributor is reading a story, there is beautiful art that accompanies their story as well. So a lot of moving pieces, but it kind of feels like a play, a live podcast, a concert, and all those things wrapped into one.
How far do you carry the metaphor? Are there ads?
There are ads, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so between every story, not every story, but every maybe three or four stories, there's an advertisement from one of our sponsors. So, and it's read on stage, just like you might, you know, experience it in a magazine while you're flipping through.
So does one act stop midway and continue on page 98? That kind of thing happen?
Yeah.
Well, Josie, you're one of the contributors for this issue, and that's what they call them, issues. You're playing the role of a food critic?
I am. I am trying foods live that I have never tried before.
Like? Or can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you that I'm a very picky eater, which is kind of the subject of my story. And I've always been a very picky eater. And I tried a hamburger for the first time. Cheese.
Wait, how did you get through life without eating a hamburger?
Well, you'll have to see tonight. I'll tell you all about it. But yes, I tried a hamburger for the first time earlier in January, and I taped it for all of the Pop-Up Magazine audiences. So that is where my story is starts.
How did you get involved with this whole thing?
I actually saw Pop-Up Magazine last year here in Atlanta and just thought it was incredible. I thought it was just so well executed and beautiful. And they reached out to me earlier in the fall asking for story ideas, and I've been working with them for the past couple months. So it's a long process. It's a really, really enjoyable process. I've learned a ton, and I'm really glad to be part of it.
So you guys have been to a couple different cities so far, right, Aaron?
We have, yeah. So we're kind of in the two-thirds mark, or just finished the two-thirds mark. So Atlanta, and then we're going to Austin, and that'll be the end of our winter issue.
Where have you been so far?
Yeah, so we've been to L.A., we've been to Oakland, New York, D.C., and now we're here and happy to be in Atlanta.
Well, so when I read an article in Wired magazine, someone in Oakland or New York or D.C., they're reading the same thing. Do the shows vary from city to city?
They do, yeah. So depending on where we are, we really like to bring in people from the communities that we come into. So this is actually, I believe, the second time we've been in Atlanta. And so we try to make sure that we reach out to folks who live in every city that we go to. So the show feels a little bit bespoke to the place that we're at. So it's not just like we're parachuting in and bringing these national magazine stories to places. We really want to have a local feel to it, every place that we're at. So Josie, we're excited that she's here in Atlanta,
She's
too.
She's representing Atlanta,
yeah.
Who else will be there tonight?
Yeah, so tonight we're going to have Rowan Jacobson is going to have a really interesting story that will involve some scent, actually. So who go might smell something that they haven't smelled before.
That's like the scratch and that's like the perfume ad you get in the middle of the magazine.
Exactly.
It's not the perfume ad necessarily, but it should be pretty exciting. So we have Josie, we have Rowan. We also are going to have, I believe, there's an amazing story from a contributor named Sophia Nali Allison, who's doing a film piece, actually, about something that was really tragic that happened between the Black and Asian community. I don't want to give it away entirely, but she's a wonderful filmmaker. And yeah, so it'll be a nice mix of stories of film and photography and writing, radio pieces, everything, the full
and
gamut.
And music?
And music, yeah. So the Magic Magic Orchestra is our live house band, and they travel around the country with us.
Okay, so, you know, you put out a couple of issues a year. This is the winter 2019 issue. But I'm thinking, you know, there's so many great magazines like Gourmet, Spy Magazine, right. Life Magazine. None of them, they kind of went the way of the buggy whip, as they say, no longer in print. There is a lot of news media experimentation with new ways of drawing audience. Is that what you're doing here?
Yeah. So, I mean, Pop-Up Magazine started off as just an experiment. It was really just kind of a hobby between a group of friends in the Bay Area. And their idea really was just to bring together all the people that they've worked with and that they've seen do incredible work and try to translate it into something that was a little bit more tangible and in person and live than what you experience when you sit and read a magazine. So that experiment took off, obviously, and people really respond well to it. So I do think that, you know, we do still live in the tradition of what magazine journalism feels like. The stories that we put on stage still have a really deep dedication to great reporting and incredible writing, to humor. Like Josie's piece cracks me up every single time I see it. So even though we're a little bit different than what a print magazine feels like, I think we still owe it to that tradition. We still kind of live and are a result of those things, too. So.
Which is kind of a solitary tradition. You know, you're sitting on a plane or you're sitting wherever, the smallest room in the house where you read a magazine, that kind of thing. Josie, what does that feel like for you to perform with these people and be bringing a magazine to life?
Well, what you said about it being generally a solitary tradition, I think is spot on, because what's so wonderful about Pop-Up Magazine is you're experiencing this with everybody there. And so you're kind of having the crowd reaction and something that is usually just between you and the page. Mm-hmm. And it's really such a great thing to kind of experience as a writer. And for me, because what I write about is normally criminal justice stuff, and it's much sadder, heavier, and the stakes are much higher. So it's really great to kind of be part of a project where I can tell something more lighthearted, more funny, more individual, and experience the crowd following along with me for the first time.
That's Josie Duffy Rice. She's a senior reporter for The Appeal and a contributor to Pop-Up Magazine, which is going to be performed tonight at the Variety Playhouse. Also with us, Aaron Edwards. He's a co-host of Pop-Up Magazine. Well, there's something else that's interesting about this. While a normal magazine can be tucked into a bag or whatever, Pop-Up Magazine is not recorded or taped. Aaron, why not?
Yeah, so we don't record the show, we don't tape it, we don't put it online. And I think a big reason for that is that we really want people to feel in the moment when they're at the show. You know, when you go to some live shows, there's still the expectation that it might end up on YouTube later, or that you could revisit it sometimes. And some artists, you know, put their recordings of their performances, you know, on HBO or whatever streaming platform that is available to them. And for us, we really want people to kind of, you know, take a pause for a second. And you know, I think that, you know, our executive editor, Anita Bottigio, had an incredible line that I really love, which is disconnect but not disengage. There's a really great experience, I think, when you sit down in the theater, the lights go down, and everyone just knows they're in for something special. And that feeling you can't really duplicate when you record it, when you put it online. So when we do make the show, we have this line when we introduce Pop-Up Magazine where we say, "We made tonight just for you." And that is really a big part of the ethos of what the magazine feels like, is that we put our time and effort to make this show. We want you to sit down and enjoy it with us. We want to enjoy these stories. And afterward, we have drinks in the lobby and everything like that. You get to meet people who are in the show. And there's just immediate feedback that happens between the audience and the performers. And we don't want to take away from that. So we try to make it as truly live an experience as possible.
Do you ask people not to tape it or stream it or, you know, take videos?
Yeah, I mean, people do at the end of the show. People are really excited. And so they like flip on their phone and just want to get a picture of we have a big title screen that says the end at the end of the show. So a lot of times after a show goes to a city, we see a bunch of photos on Twitter that just have like the end of the thing. Mm-hmm. At the end of the thing. So it's like people who didn't get to make it are just like, oh, man, I want to know what happened between the beginning and the end. So that's a big part of it, too.
But it also gives it a sense of sort of exclusivity. Like if you didn't get tickets, you're not there.
Right. Yeah. And I think what we do find is, especially, you know, at Atlanta, too, we sold out really quickly. And that's because it was a real word of mouth situation. You know, people mm-hmm. who came to the show the first time told their friends, people in other cities tell their colleagues. We have folks who, you know, really love the show and end up buying tickets for their entire offices, you know, so people really, really get into it. And that's exciting.
Well, I will tell you that a bunch of us from the Atlanta Radio Group have bought tickets and are all planning to come.
Awesome.
Josie, I just want to get to more of that idea of how different this is for you. You've written articles for a number of publications, New York Times, Slate, Ebony. So how does writing an article, you know, sitting around that editorial table, planning for an article and putting together a magazine differ from this? Is it a collaborative effort among all of the people who are there?
In a lot of ways, it was pretty much the same until I walked out on stage for the first time. I mean, you're editing on paper, you're working with an editor from Pop-Up Magazine, you're trying to figure out how to best translate ideas to a bigger audience. You know, the order of things matters, the process of things matters. In another way, when you're writing for people to listen versus writing for people to read, it is very different. The words you use are different. The way you want to translate them is different. And you have the benefit, I think, of Pop-Up Magazine is that you have all these different things working with you. You have the music, you have kind of the intonation and the voice and the way that it plays out verbally. You have the words, you have the video. And so you really are getting a much more immersive experience when you're hearing about a story than you would even just reading it, I think. So, you know, in a lot of ways it's been similar, and then in many very important ways it's been quite different, including, again, the subject matter.
And you're performing in your home tonight, right?
Your hometown. I'm performing it in my home.
So is the whole family coming out?
The whole family is coming out. Yep. So I'm excited for them to see it. They're I think a little interested and a little wary so far. So I think they'll like it in the end.
But before this, you went to several other cities. Is there a moment or a performance that stood out for you in particular?
You know, they've all been really great so far, great audiences. I think it started in the Bay Area. So the Bay Area audience is particularly enthusiastic, I think. And, you know, one of the things that the executive editor, Anita, said before he walked out was the audience is rooting for you. Mm-hmm. And that has really been true. You know, it's such a welcoming space of people who want to hear your story, who are there to enjoy it, who, you know, engage completely and fully. And I can't say enough good things about the people who have come to the show so far. It's just been incredible.
Well, we have to wrap, Aaron, but wondering about your role as host. Will there be several costume changes?
There might be a few. Yeah, I brought like 3 different outfits.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, break a leg or whatever you say in the Pop-Up Magazine world tonight.
Thank you so much.
Atlanta native Josie Duffy Rice, and also Aaron Edwards, senior story producer and co-host of Pop-Up Magazine. That's a live event happening tonight at the Variety Playhouse. Again, Josie is an Atlanta local and a senior reporter for The Appeal and a contributor for Pop-Up Magazine. Now, Will Butler has been on the tour from the band Arcade Fire, so we are going to leave you with one of those songs called Suburbs while we take a quick break. But later in the show, we're going to talk with Silas House, who writes about a changing Appalachia in his book, Southernmost. It's one of those kind of things you actually pop down and read. It's not performed for you. Just ahead, breast cancer and black and white. That's when On Second Thought continues.